The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Oh, it's okay. I sent it in Skype as a message right before you guys joined.
She doesn't know how to use Skype.
Don't know how to do
that. Oh, well.
We're lucky she's talking into the right end of the microphone.
You should have seen me when we had a suits meeting the first time, and they said we want to do Google Hangout, which I've only done like twice before, and I was doing the whole, okay, so God, now I have to remember, do I type in Google, and then do I type in Google Hangout, or do I just go to Google and then type in Hangout? No, it was terrible.
Right. And then she normally spends most of the suits meeting
taking notes.
Listen, taking notes and then occasionally looking up and then looking at me into the screen like Jim on The Office, not realizing that the other four people can actually see her.
That's true.
So, yeah, we have a suits meeting coming up this week to discuss all things Pride 48.
Pride.
Expo.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're lucky she's talking into the right end of the microphone.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2565. The BFO for Monday the 27th of November 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm headed on my way back to the villa. Hello, Glovies going old school, Big Fatty. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's the last Monday. The last Monday of November. Big Freddy, where has the time gone? And by this time next month, it'll all be over. Crimo will be over. Yes, Big Freddy. So what can I say? Big Freddy, you can say that you don't have a whole lot for today's little show. I don't. Y'all, full transparency here. I am pre-recording this prior to going to Hatlanta, and y'all, I've tried to stretch out my voice letters and all. I think I've got, let's just see what here. I think I got two voice letters today that I'm going to play for you, and other than that, I got nothing. Let's just see. Yes, I've got two voice letters to play today. Yes, Big Freddy. It's tough. It's tough every day. It's tough every day to sit down and record a little show. But y'all, it was real tough back before I went to Hatlanta to record like four little shows in a row. Big Freddy is still vomiting, belching it up, though. Well, there's one thing that that is consistent. Yes, Big Freddy, you're going to have plenty of... by the way, y'all, let me just say this. We're moving into the holidays, and I know people get excited, and they get all nervous, and they're, I don't have time, you know, and y'all, there may be sharting, and y'all, Shart Week is coming up in January, I think it's in January, I'll have to look back and see, but y'all, please, go ahead and shart yourselves and call it in. Big Freddy, I don't believe you said that! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 27th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I seem like I say this every year. Big Freddy, how do you remember? I don't really remember, but y'all, today's celebration of exiting the birth canal is Drew Ray G. And y'all, Drew Ray G goes by another name, and I can never remember what that other name is, and I know this person, I'm pretty sure, and I'm embarrassed that I get mixed up, and I always think that I need to write myself a little clue, but y'all, I for the life of me, It's just one of those things that, yes, Big Fatty, it's just sad is what it is. It is indeed sad. But, y'all, it is Drew Ray G's birthday. And, y'all, if y'all know who Drew Ray G is, please, and it, you probably told me in the past, please tell and Drew Ray G, if you listen to the little show, let Big Fatty know. It's one of those things that it's sad. Well, yes, Big Fatty, you already said it's sad. We know it's sad. It is indeed sad. Anyway, y'all, it's Drew Ray G's birthday today. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, if you know who Drew Ray G is and he's on the 20 or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, since you know him by another name that you can't remember, I hope he gets 2 big old pieces of cake.
Birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Okay, so I'm not kidding. The garage smells like chlorine. Chlorine or Hilux? Let me see. Why does the garage smell? Was there
garbage out?
Because you took the garbage out?
Yeah, because I left the garbage in there.
It smells because the garbage was in there?
Yeah.
It smells like there was a murder and there's chlorine.
Maybe because I tipped the jug opener over or something? Was there one in the...
Chlorine jug? I don't think so.
Like
maybe your hot tub supplies? I don't know. It just smells like someone covered up a murder. Maybe it was Sydney.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, it's almost like she had a hidden microphone voice. It is. Miss Bacon, thank you so much. I hope that you've gotten the stench out of your garage. We've been hearing about that since last week. But, y'all, it reminds me, Big Fatty has got a hidden microhoist out there in Walnut Hills. And, I don't turn it on very often, but, y'all, let me play with the knobs here and see if I can get that hidden microhoist to come on out there in Walnut Hills.
The Anderson family faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring
well, I best get Jane myself Wyatt, up, Donahue, go check Bill and see Gray if and Myron is feeling okay. He just snores so lovely. Let me close this door good so he can't get out. Oh, what happened? You stay up here and you watch The Father Knows Best and tell me when the good part comes on. I'm going to go downstairs and make me some gourmet pizza rolls. Yes! Oh, I'm just moved to song. Oh, someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Listen to the little shoe. Listen to the little shoe.
The part with Kitten on is...
Oh, I'm on my way back.
Oh, Y'all, no surprise there. You know, the old gal, she loves that Father Knows Best Home for Criminals. You know, I think it came on back in the 60s. But, you know, it's 50 years old, but Big Fatty, she's 62. Well, not quite. She's almost ready to get her Social Security. I guess some things never change. Big Fatty, thank goodness you saved that old nugget because you didn't have anything else to play on the little show this week. Yes!
Oh, hello. I'm so sorry.
Hi.
I'm so sorry. I'm just calling in.
Hi.
Is this the Big Fatty Show?
Hi.
Is this the Big Fatty Show?
Yes.
I'm just calling in to leave a message for Poodle.
Yes.
Poodle, lovely Poodle.
Yes.
Oh yes, she's lovely. I just wanted to say.
Yes.
I just wanted.
What do you want?
I just wanted to
spin
say.
It out.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
All right now.
Good.
I gotta go now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Poodle.
Oh, bye.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
My accent keeps changing. Even just a small message like this.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
What?
Oh no.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
My name is... My name is...
What is it?
My name is...
Spit it out! It's what? Yes? I don't know what the hell you said. Oh.
Martin.
Oh, Martin.
Bye.
Martin. Big Fatty, who the hell is Martin? I don't have any idea who Martin is, but Martin, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, thank goodness Martin called into the little show. You'd have to play that Father Knows Best thing a couple of times, I guess so. But anyway, now y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing. Now, I will say, y'all, the plan right now is we were going to have a State of the Station coming up this coming Sunday, the 3rd of December. But y'all, the old cricket hat, Adam Burns, forgot he had to play his horn at the church crema pageant, and so y'all right now it's been moved to the 4th. So y'all if you had it marked on your marking calendar for the 3rd, it's now wrong. So you need to change it. Y'all, I've got something here from my mother. Big Fatty, you're visiting her. Well, I'm on my way back, but y'all, it's about, you know, the old people, they love the weather. They love to talk about the weather, and so, y'all, I've got a story here, and it's, I'll just read it to you. Oh, Big Fatty Hat M is going to love this. Big Fatty, shouldn't you be playing the Nana music if you're going to talk about the weather? Well, you know what? You're exactly right. Let's get that going. Oh, that's much better. All right, y'all, here it is. It's late fall. And the Indians on a remote reservation in South Dakota, Big Fatty, one of Miss Bacon knows them, maybe. They asked their new chief if the coming winter was going to be cold or mild. Well, since he was a chief in a modern society, he had never been taught the old secrets. When he looked at the sky, he couldn't tell what the winter was going to be like. Nevertheless, to be on the safe side, he told his tribe that the winter was indeed going to be cold, and that the members of the village should collect firewood and be prepared. Well, Being a practical leader, and after several days, he got an idea. He went to the phone booth, called the National Weather Service, and asked, "Is the coming winter going to be cold?" "Well, it looks like this winter is going to be quite cold," the meteorologist at the Weather Service responded. Well, so the chief went back to his people and told them to collect even more firewood to be prepared. A week later, he called the National Weather Service again. "Does it still look like it's going to be a very cold winter?" "Yes," the man at the National Weather Service replied again. "It's going to be a very cold winter." Well, the chief again went back to his people and ordered them to collect every scrap of firewood they could find. 2 weeks later, the chief called the National Weather Service again. "Are you absolutely sure that the winter is going to be very cold?" And absolutely, the man replied at the National Weather Service. "It's looking more and more like it is going to be one of the coldest winters we've ever seen." And the chief asked, "Well, how can you be so sure?" And the weatherman replied, "The Indians are collecting firewood like crazy. Beep!" Well, that one's pretty good. Y'all, I got another thing here from my mother. It's called "Did You Know?" Stuff you didn't know, I'm sorry. Men can read smaller print than women can, and women can hear better. I did not know that. Coca-Cola was originally green. Now, y'all, I know the bottles that it came in were originally green. But I didn't know that Coca-Cola was originally green. I guess that's before they put that caramel coloring in it. Did you know it's impossible to lick your elbow? Bing Fetty, why the hell would you want to? I don't know. Did you know that the state with the highest percentage of people who walk to work? Can you guess what it is, y'all? Can you guess? Alaska. Bing Fetty, when will you ask her? Never mind. The percentage of Africa that is wilderness is 28%. And the percentage of North America that is wilderness is 38%. Big Betty. The cost of raising a medium-sized dog to the age of 11. Now, y'all, this is interesting because I know many of you have the pets. Can you guess what it is? Big Fatty, we have no idea. It's $16,400. Big Fatty, that's a lot. It's true. Did you know that the first novel ever written on a typewriter? Big Fatty, I don't know what it was. Y'all, it was Tom Sawyer. Big Fatty, excuse me while I go out and whitewash a fence. Thank you for calling. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I'll be back in the villa, and I'll have a full recap of everything that went on during my visit over to Hatlanta on tomorrow's little show. Big Fatty, you think you'll be able to get it all in one day? Well, I don't know about that, but anyway. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the pot is my co-pilot. And, Taylor, you know, you have Taffy and Rodan as your, co-hosts, and, just out of curiosity, what do you think of, Poodle, being, Big Fatty's, co-host?
We're lucky she's talking into the right end of the microphone.
How dare you! By the way, which is the proper end to speak into?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.